and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is the 18th of November, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm, Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's got the ultimate weather.
Good morning, everybody. I was looking at my trivia questions because I'm looking forward. If our movie guy doesn't show up this morning, we're going to start throwing them out now. So hopefully you're awake and you're alert. And, yeah, I know you want to just stay under the covers and cozy up. But today we're going to have showers, just so you know. It's a wet morning. Our highs will be 58. Currently 54 degrees in the downtown studios. Chance of showers today with overnight lows of 4. Tomorrow calls for a slight chance of showers, then mostly sunny with a high of 56. And I'm glad about that because we have 11 stocks of Bird of Paradise. One is open. The others are just waiting to get warmed up just a little bit.
We went out there.
So exciting.
Rubbed their little beaks.
Did the little Bird of Paradise dance.
Rubbed their little beaks.
Which, by the way, is my favorite, I think it's a flower, but my favorite flowering plant, let's put it that way. Partly cloudy on Thursday night with overnight lows of 37. Friday, sunny, high of 62 and overnight lows of 36. Saturday, 63 and sunny. And Sunday, high of 60 with sunny on Sunday. You know how beautiful if you're going up to the snow to have a sunny day and have it be sunny. Ooh. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Now, they're located in Anderson and up. We talked about this yesterday. The Kinney family. They go out of their way, like say, ooh, I'm trying to make things, you know, stretch. This is why we love locally owned businesses, because they're going to hear your story. They're going to make it work. They're going to drive in places that others will not. They will do everything within their power to make sure that you've got propane. And that is Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. How are you feeling today?
I am living the dream this morning. Okay, let me give you a catch-up about what happened yesterday. I told you I've got a very, very close friend, he's like a brother, that went to a wedding, a small wedding. It wasn't like the one up at Bethel had or
anybody
a coronation.
Else, so not just,
it was
yeah.
like 15 people, and it was down in Fresno area. So he goes in, and he comes up. He got there late because he was working. And he says it's like at a barn. So he opens up the barn door and he walks in, and people are laughing, and they're in a circle singing, what's that one?
Steve Perry.
Don't stop believing. They're in a circle, and they're pointing at the guy, you know, the guy in the circle. Anyway, he said, oh my God, it was a great time.
Nirvana.
He says, I just realized though, is that it was the perfect way to spread it. And most of the wedding have come down with it now. Now, I told everybody, this guy's a big, strong guy.
Most are percentage.
Most of them, I think he said, came down with it. I may have misunderstood that. But anyway, last Thursday, we were going to have lunch together. He said, you know, I'm not feeling too good. Okay. He went to the hospital yesterday. Breathing problems, high temperature. He had it all.
Got tested at VA.
He got tested at the VA.
Which hasn't had his results yet, but all things indicate.
But they told him down at Mercy that they're pretty sure, because they put him in isolation. His wife's got it, but not as bad as he does. And so now this guy, you know, doesn't miss work. He's just, you know, a very hardy
person.
He's
a warrior.
A warrior. And down in bed for 4 days running 103 temperature. So he is, but I talked to him yesterday for the first time. He could not even get on his phone. And that's how insidious this virus is. So this is what we're saying is, this is real. We're going to have some people on tomorrow say, yeah, but there's other things. Well, there could be other things going on. Do I like the way our civil liberties are being trampled on? No. Am I obeying all those rules? No. But here's what Linda and I both do. We mask.
We mask.
We wash our hands.
Yes.
We socially distance. Yeah. And, well, okay, her eyes shifted to the left, which means, well, that's not exactly true. But we also...
We socially distance with mask on.
And the other thing, too, is that we're aware of it. And so if people say you have to wear a mask to come in here, that's what we do. I don't argue about it. I don't fight about it. Do I feel my constitutional rights are being trampled on? No. They just don't. So this is from us. And there's been times that the government overreach is tremendous, and you have to watch that.
Well, we have currently 3-4 people in the last 2 days that just still think that they're not going to mask, they're not going to go to Costco, they're not going to go to Safeway, even if it says, even you have to wear a mask even if you have a health situation at this point. They think it's ridiculous and they're not going to do it. Okay. Yeah. That's your belief and you're right. I can't make you do that, but do I choose to be around you? So I need to share something with everybody, really. And I can even wait till after, that.
What? You want to? Is this a big thing so you can wait to after the break? Because I've got one short announcement.
Okay, you do it.
Hey, everybody. Tim's put it in there, too. But yesterday we talked about Reeves Across America. So I called Rob Burrows. Rob Burrows came in. We talked about it. We called the Igo Cemetery. And the guy in charge of it, Mark, and he's going to be on here in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we're not canceling it. We're not going to have a ceremony, but we are getting the wreaths ready.
They're looking for fluffers.
And then I talked to Charlotte.
One of the gals out there.
No, this is the one that's ahead of it.
Okay.
And she said exactly that. The week before, and it's going to be on December 19th, they need help down there to fluff up the wreaths, maybe replace some, place some ribbons.
Because they
and
have
we're
the
we're
going
to talk more about that. Yeah, they have
they
all
have
the wreaths.
They
have the
like
wreaths out there.
They need the wreaths. It's so, the people coming to
on,
out to lay them right. on the grave sites.
On the 19th, it's going to happen. And they're going to be there all day putting out the wreaths, but they want volunteers. So Tim called in yesterday. He's got his Cub Scout troop. There's lots of people out there, and we want to make this a good one. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that our fallen, our veterans have been passed. We'll get those wreaths. Anyway, it was reversed by President Trump. President Trump, when he heard this, called the Pentagon and said, unless you want to get fired, you will have wreaths across at Arlington. So it was a stupid thing anyway. I don't know who made that decision. A suit did. And President Trump said, that's not going to happen. This isn't like you've got a million people in a closed room. No. You've got people outside honoring our fallen. So,
you're not
anyway,
taking that away.
It's on, but it was going to be on. It was going to be on in.
Locally.
Locally, anyway.
Right.
Anyway, it was going to be on. So a big shout out to Charlotte, who runs this, and Mark out at IGO, who has already been on top of this.
That's great.
And so.
And what do you say in the Marine?
Hoorah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
Let's
so
take
cool.
a quick break.
Hey, before that, okay. So we're going to take a break. Quick break.
Yeah, we're going to say, but I tell you what, let's talk about the Magical Moving Feast fundraiser on Saturday, November 21st for Turtle Bay. Experience Redding Garden of Lights before the general public while savoring delicious food and beverage from Mosaic along the way. Tickets are $100 and ticket sales close this Friday. Get yours and learn more at turtlebay.org. Oh, that's going to be a good time. We'll be right back. 7:14 in the morning. And what is it, 55 degrees out there? We'll be right back.
50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Lung Affair is a nonprofit organization that raises public awareness about lung cancer as well as implementing smoking cessation programs within the community. The Lung Affair was started and is supported by Pace Cancer Center in 2008. Money generated through this program is then allocated for smoking cessation and lung cancer awareness programs in Shasta County, including education programs for elementary, middle, and high schools. We also create public service advertisements about the dangers of smoking and have them placed at numerous area bus stops with wide visibility, as well as on the sides of robber buses. Due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, our event this year will be held as an online raffle posted on the Pace Cancer Center Facebook page. There will be 3 gift baskets available for raffle, and tickets will be available at the Pace Cancer Center. In addition, you can also donate to this fundraising event. Tickets are now available and will be available till 4 p.m. on Wednesday, November 24th, and the raffle will be drawn on Monday, November 30th. Help us help our community. Pace Cancer Center and the Lung Affair.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go back and pretend.
Well, Gwyneth, I've been surfacing a lot lately. Welcome back to our morning show here at KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. That's right, you can call in this morning. I guess our little movie critic.
Yeah, he must be sleeping in this morning. Every so often it happens, his alarms. He doesn't react to his alarms. Hey, he's a teenager.
That's okay. And he's probably getting ready because the Madrigals are going to be
they're going to bring a couple in.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some of that because they're still having that Madrigal.
Masking and singing.
It's going to be kind of a drive-through.
Right. So,
but the
fundraiser.
You know why he played that?
Why?
Because he came walking in today when Jared comes in. He comes in early. I'm singing it. And why am I singing this? Okay, my friends, I'm married to a woman who's an entertainer, still an entertainer. And when the Gold Diggers would open for Dean Martin Gold Diggers, when they opened for Dean, they would sing the song.
That's our opening number.
That was their opening number. So I tried to find it, and I found it on one of the music apps, and I played it, but it sounded different, and I played it for, and she goes, She says, oh, no, that's, and if by Helen Reddy, she says, no, that's not it. It's got saxophones. It's got all, she said.
It's not the original.
And then you found it on YouTube, the original that he found right there.
1971.
The 1971, and it sounds totally different.
Actually, 71. And I had no idea that she wrote that song. I mean, I still have to investigate further. But, no, I mean, I was thinking, well, why would she come out and do a reversion where she's not singing the top part of the song? She's singing it, and it made me think, well, I wonder if she did a re-edited version and somewhere in the record company agreement, she could not. There's certain notes, you know, like when you've ever followed law, court cases where if somebody has the same kind of note with another song, they go to court because it sounds like they ripped them off. But they're two notes off. Well, I thought, well, maybe that was the situation with this version because it had a saxophone in it, and
it was not a hit. It would not have been a hit, but it wasn't the uplifting song that it was in 1971.
Yeah, and so we six girls would come out, and of course that was the time before cordless microphones, and we would come out with three girls on each side. And we would have these long microphone cords behind us. Now we're talking about MGM stage with an 18-piece orchestra. So you know how long that stage was. And we would come out, if one girl got out of step, because it was all choreographed with the microphone cords. So like if you move forward, you better move back in position and maybe stage left and move. It was all choreographed that you would come back at the end and no cords were tangled. Well, every now and then somebody would, you know, forget or do something and step in the wrong position. And when the show was over, we would be like
closer.
All gathered together because
be
there's this huge knot of cable cords behind us. And that happened more than once. And we were just in heaven because, you know, I joined in 78, went to 91 or 92. And then we took a break and there was a long period of time with the musicians strike, that big strike that hit Vegas, was the second time I joined from 89, 90, 91, 92. I think it was 92 when the big musician strike happened because most of the shows and all of the shows, if I can remember correctly, were live musicians. And then they decided, well, we're going to go to part of these shows are going to be taped. And the musicians were like, are you kidding? So I think they were dark on Vegas for shows for 7 or 8 months. That was the first time. So we ended up actually kind of going into retirement after that. I don't think we ever went back and worked at the MGM. We went from MGM to Bally's. I know that. But anyway, so then at that period of time, there were cordless microphones and we were in heaven. The only thing you had to do was know that you were green, blue, whatever it was. You know, you had a cordless microphone and then you could do whatever you wanted to do.
With all six of you with your arms locked together.
Well, in the second half and the last part of the Gold Diggers before we were put into retirement, because there were 25 years of the Dean Martin Gold Diggers, so there's like another series of girls, the original, that would have been in the late 60s, 70s, that did Vietnam and all that great stuff. We did get a chance to work with Bob Hope several times, but we never went on that tour. Overseas to do
yeah,
the
yeah, but
troops,
you were asked, and you were ready to go. You were ready to go. When,
yes.
But it was going like the Desert Storm.
Yes.
And you were ready to go on that, you and several of the girls, but then a couple of girls.
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that till later. Did not know that till later.
They said that they weren't going to leave for Christmas.
They weren't going to leave their family. But I'm not really sure because that's a secondhand. Anyway.
That's Gold Digger gossip.
Well, but you know, it's a great time. I think right now we're all like kind of sitting in our memories because, you know, we want to make new memories and we're kind of going through this weird thing. And what I wanted to share this morning, and then we're going to go into some giveaways in the second half. What I wanted to share with you this morning is that I'm really trying to pinch myself and work on trying to have this shift of attitude. And I know I'm not alone, and that's why I'm sharing this. Because you may be feeling the same way too.
You're not alone. You being our audience.
Yeah, I am just sharing with you that I'm a person since I was very young that when somebody would say, don't do that, they would always say, don't tell Linda she can't do it because I would do it. Like, I got on the plane and went to Africa. I did things that women were not supposed to do. I lived a life of dare. Out of mostly, there's only one other girl that lives on an island in Greece, by the way. I talk about somebody who's, you know, just does what she wants. But to be grounded like this, and for health reasons, we were ready to go, you guys. Carl would have been shooting on a shooting trip with his.
I was leaving today in an hour and a half.
And I'm going to be doing the show with Eric Widstrom on Friday. Carl, you're going to be on assignment.
Oh, boy.
And Saturday I was leaving, and my girlfriend and I were going to be driving. We were going to stop over in Vegas for a couple nights. Carl and some of his comrades were going to join us. And then Carl and I were driving to Albuquerque to be with our kids, who we have not seen since last November. So I got a call from my doctor who said, please, I implore, do not go. And I was like, yeah. And don't say don't. Don't tell me don't. And I'm going through this like almost this, like I still want to get in my car and go. Like, but I've never been grounded because of my health. I've actually done the cortisone shots and gone on stage or taken what I could just to get on stage and do. I have a gig. I have a commitment. I'm going, it's kind of like I've flown through storms. I've been mugged in Africa. I was in a runaway kidnapped. I mean, I can go on. I should write a book about some of this stuff, but my point is I know how it feels to be told no. And I mean, I could just go, but she said, what would happen if you started with the temperature and let's say we're on the way to Vegas and we're somewhere in Tonopah and I start coming down with the sweats and the fever and you just feel like, well, what would I do? She said, then you're stuck somewhere. You don't know your doctors, where we have great teams here in Reading. You don't know your doctors. Now what would happen with your health condition, because I had a really bad health condition this year, and she said the words that changed for me when she said, you don't have reserves. And the reserves are what you need if you get sick in order to bounce back. And that scared me. And I've not ever let anything like that ever stop me. And it's bothered me every single day to the core of my body.
And yes, I hear this, and I hear this a lot.
However,
I understand, because this is one of the ways you get rid of this anger, is to be able to talk about it. But this is, again, is the kind of place Reading is. The doctor that was talking to her says, if you end up in a hospital, I will be there.
I will come.
Fly there. I will be there. And then we had
another doctor and nurse friend.
Dr. Doug McConnell, who is a personal friend of ours, and his wife, Bonnie. He, of course, is what used to be the cardiac surgeon over there at Shasta Regional, and Bonnie worked in the emergency rooms. They said if you were sick someplace, and it was like that, and that they would take the RV, race down as fast as the little RV can go, pick us up, mm-hmm. put you in the, and drive you back to Reading, back to our, back to your mm-hmm. the medical team up here. But they both of those people meant that. And, I mean, they meant it sincerely. But it was the kind of thing that I'm wondering. But when I see my friend.
Yes.
When I see my friend, that you could hit him with a sledgehammer.
A giant.
And he would laugh at it, laid down like this. Then you could say to yourself, okay. If you have any type of underlying conditions, or if it's lungs or other things, and he has no underlying conditions, so he made that, he really brought it home. And I think all of us that were going to go down and shoot together,
mm-hmm.
When you take a look at that, everybody's kind of saying, okay,
we can do it next year.
You know what? It's next year. The place is going to be there, and we're going to take a couple of months. And when things quiet down, hopefully they do, we're going to fly down there and see
but
the kids.
But it's not instant gratification, and that's the part, that I'm really examining. the instant gratification, the I'm going to do it, I'm traveling, I'm taking a plane, I'm going, I'm performing, I'm going on. You know what I mean? So I'm just, my heart is with all of you who are staying put. I know that, you know, we're going to be doing Thanksgiving dinner, the two of us, alone. We were supposed to be with our kids and our grandkids. And so we're just going to be thinking about all of those people who are staying home, practicing, and, you know, we love you and we want you to be well. We are going to have a great 2021. We have to think that way.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, we just flipped off our FM signal and we're resetting it right now because there seems to be some static and stuff in it. So it'll be off for about 7 minutes and we'll kick it back on again. Five minutes and we'll kick it back on again. But sometimes this happens in the runs, and since it's raining up on the mountain, I've listened to a couple other stations, not ours. They're having kind of the same problems. So I'm not sure if it's something up there or here, but we're going to reset our signal here. So that's why FM is down. Go over to AM, which is always running, or just stay on our, stay here with us on our KCNR1460.com. Hey, this portion of the show, speaking of hospitals, is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Certified by so many different commissions as being the tops in their fields, cardiac care, surgeries, stroke, heart failure, surgical complications, meaning they have very few of those. And, of course, they have the Da Vinci surgical robotic system. It's less intrusive. It's faster recovery, less pain. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center. And they are a proud supporter of downtown Reading. Shasta Regional Medical Center, your health starts there. We'll be right back, 7:31 in the morning, 55 degrees and raining.
Bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer.
Rest easy with the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. You can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Will it help with her snoring?
I snore.
Does Rudolph have a red nose?
Yes, it can be gently raised on either side to help relieve snoring.
So you can really promise better sleep.
Not promise, prove. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now, during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games. With safety measures in place, including plexiglass to allow for physical distancing, sterilization of chips and gaming area, plus our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24/7. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Your safety matters to us. WindRiver.com.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Reading Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Reading, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 50. Jefferson state of mind.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the community fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. If you're on FM and you can hear us now, give us a in the chat room. Just give us a little nudge here on the chat room saying that you can hear it now. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maximal Insurance and Financial. You know, with all this craziness going on, you just don't know what's going to happen in the future. So are you taken care of? Is your family taken care of? It's open health enrollment right now, too. Do you know which health plans? Medicare's got 32 different prescription plans. How do you know which one's the right for you? Well, you do it by calling 221-0441. Talk to Judy or any of her employees in the insurance side. They know what they're talking about. They're there to help you. And if you're thinking, gosh, you know what, with the stock market went up and down and all these things going on, what about my investments? Is there a better way of looking at them? Well, her financial side is expanded. They are giving, as usual, great advice to people, and they've been doing it since 1993. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Okay.
I have trivia questions.
Okay, and you're going to start, Linda's going to start giving away stuff here, but before you do that, L.A., may enact a curfew from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the morning may do that because they're getting hammered down there, too. The last thing is photos have emerged of the gov at his party. And they said, oh, you know, spacing and all that. No, they're shoulder to shoulder in there. They said they were outside, but it sure looks inside to me. Newsom has come out and said he made a bad mistake. Oh, and that it wasn't just a few people, it was like 100 people. I should have stood up and drove back to my house. The spirit of what I'm preaching all this time was contradicted. I need to preach and practice, not just preach. It's not the first time, Gov, you and your friends, and 100 people. When it first came out, they kind of made it sound like it was him and like 5 or 6 people, 10 people there, you know, doing this. No, it was like 100 people, and they were rowdy, and they were drinking, and they were together. And guess what? Not one mask in the gathering. So it must be safe, right, Gov? Now, the question is, let's see how many people come down with COVID. Then do what you did before. Oh, you've already done that? Okay. We are getting the FM back up. So we're letting it reset again. So, sorry. But we've got The AM is running all the time.
AM and online. Okay, so
we don't know what kind of things are going on there, because I listened to them one of the other stations yesterday, and they were having some of the same problems. So,
okay, if you're listening, hope you're listening.
A lot of people are listening.
605-4567. Jared's at the helm. I'm giving away, let's see, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, $30 a Black Bear box, and, although you can't use it today, a platinum wash from the Quick and Clean. And let me tell you, that's a good wash. Yeah, that's a really good wash, car wash.
Which is right down the street from us here on Market Street.
All right, many of you are going to know this, but let's see who's listening. What is a group of turkeys called? Nope. Number one, a clutch. Number two, a rafter. Number three, a brood. Number four, a peep. Give us a call, and you get the $30 plus the car wash, because we're just feeling the love.
605-4567. Okay, moving on. While people are, I hope somebody's out there. You can call us if you're listening on the.
Call's coming in.
605-4567. There's people out there on AM still.
I feel like we're KIXE, like, come on, we're going to call up for this item.
Yeah,
we have done that so many times, a holiday auction, you know, or the wine. Oh, you should have seen Carl. Carl doing the wine auction. That was a memory.
Trying to
say the boo-boo-loo, you know?
I did, and that's the way I pronounced it, too. But is on one of those auctions, Jack Potter, the chairman of the board of Reading Rancheria, was with us. And I can't begin to tell you how funny Jack Potter is. You don't see that. But this man is, he can do stand-up.
Okay, the calls are coming in. Poor Jared. I never gave Jared. Jared, can you... Jared,
they have to come on the air.
Jared, bring him on the air. Poor guy. Okay, the phones are ringing off the hook. He's like,
I'm sorry, what?
Okay, bring him on the air.
We already got a winner, so.
Oh. Okay, well, next.
Oh, okay.
Okay, who was it?
Well, how do you know?
Because she just called and said the right answer.
What's the right answer?
It's a rafter.
Oh, okay. So we have a winner. Who was it?
It was Janice.
Janice,
thank you.
We're gonna have some more of those today, Janice. Okay, so we didn't give Jared how we're gonna do this. So that was fine.
If you won yesterday or today, let other people win. Okay, because I know some of you have us on speed dial.
I have some wonderful questions today.
Pennsylvania Supreme Court rejects Trump argument. Observers just have to remain in the room. It doesn't mean that they can see what's happening. Is that crazy? They can be in a room and they can be 100 feet away, but isn't the whole idea is to observe what's happening during the vote counting? Come on. Anyway, so but that's what the law says. I would say that they're counting all the votes, and every legal vote should be counted.
I agree.
And at the end of this, Joe Biden could be the man. Has there been so many strange things happening? Absolutely. So, anyway, the Facebook was on Capitol Hill yesterday, or day before yesterday, and Senator Hawley ripped Zuckerberg. And it appears that there's software that goes across platforms that tracks us, and you don't know about it. And it's never been admitted, but yesterday, Senator Hawley hit him with that, and he never totally answered it. He never totally answered the question. So, okay, you have another one there.
I have another one, and I'm going to also do another 30.
But you have to come on the air and say the
answer.
Yes,
okay, Jared. All right, sorry. Jared, you're doing a great job. We love Jared. We love our producers. That wasn't anything. He just
Jared the
other
day.
We've never done it this way, okay?
Every time there's a show that Jared produces and we're not here, he sends me a text that says, you know, how the show went. You know, no problems in this.
Okay, this is a hard one.
Am I finished here, love? I was getting ready to say something.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So When I went back to Jared, thanked him in Romanian. I thanked him in Romanian, and I thought, ha, 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 ha. Less than 30 seconds later, he comes back in Romanian saying, you're welcome.
And you were now, like, what's this?
Now
what
I have,
language is this?
I kind of figured it was Romanian. So I went back, and I wrote something back to him in Romanian, you know. But how did you get that so fast? I mean, it was like... You don't speak Romanian.
No, I don't.
So how did you know it was Romanian?
I was like, what the heck did he just send me? And then I was like, then I just highlighted it, put it in Google, said it was Romanian. I typed in, you're welcome, how to say in Romanian. Highlighted that, put it back in the message, and sent it back.
Well, I tell you what, you did it quick. I was expecting something else. Anyway.
We're going to take a break. We'll come back with another trivia question.
That's right.
And this is for foodies. So you want to listen for $30 of Blackbird Diner Bucks and... I think it's a $15 car wash that you get that's a platinum wash from Quick and Clean.
We have to use these Black Bear Diner tickets by December 31st. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Home Health, Sharon Clark. You know, with this COVID crap going on, I shouldn't say crap, with this virus sweeping through us like this, more and more people are needing assistance. Either the caregivers can't get out there or they're just more and more. And so Sharon's looking for some amazing people to join her team. Learn more at 226-8350 or readinghomehelpers.com. Training, all the background inspections, all of these things are done by Home Helpers. Sharon Clark does not have anybody in your home that she would not have in her home. And remember, for people that are, you know, whether it's just for a few days or if it's a longer time, there's no place like home because you get better at home. We'll be right back.
She's got a way about her. I know that I can't live without her. She's got a way of pleasing.
KCNR 96.5 FM and KCNR1460.com and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season by offering Operation Holiday Salute 2020. During the months of November and December, we are offering a discounted advertising package, including one live appearance during Free Fire Radio for businesses that support our veterans. And the best part is, a portion of that package price goes to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR today at 530-605-4565.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
There it is. How about now? Is it working yet?
Nope.
Are you on Channel 3?
Why do you keep asking?
Stop asking me why I keep asking Mommy things. Wait, what remote are you using?
The one you handed me.
No, use the gray remote.
There are three of them.
Pick them all up and press the number 3.
Why isn't there an easier way to get all my shows?
I hear you. And we have something for this.
Thank you.
Fine. You know what? We're all reading books.
Stop switching inputs and switch to Dish and get Netflix, YouTube, and more at the push of a button. Dish, tuned into you.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized DISH retailer. We've been offering savings since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5, which is up again. 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:50 in the morning here on the 18th of November. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Put that phone in your lap because we're going to be giving away stuff. Anyway, yesterday we talked about this elderly lady that was walking back and forth across from us. We have the window on the world here on Market Street, and she was walked like 30 paces one way, 30 paces back. It was cold. She didn't have a
slippers on.
She had like the hospital
like
flip flops.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Ashley called. We had Ashley call the police. Probably 5 minutes later, this policeman shows up, gets out, big guy, and he just treated that lady so gently,
like you would want your mom to be treated.
Yeah. And put her jacket on her, set her in the car where it was warm. She was out of the elements. Found out where she was supposed to be, which is there at the Thunderbird Hotel. And then then he walked her to the room, and he held her arm. But it was done, it was just absolutely, it was the epitome of what you would want an officer to do,
mm-hmm.
to help somebody.
It was dignified.
It was caring and all that. Anyway. I called Chief Shuler after that, and he calls me back or texted me back and said, it's Officer Brian Berg. So, Officer Brian Berg, if you're listening to this, if you're on
Where's
patrol
our bell?
Today.
Put that bell. Where's Get that bell right there. Yeah,
we don't ring this bell a lot.
No.
But for you,
for you,
Officer Berg.
Yeah.
There you go. We don't ring that a lot. Mm-hmm. But for you, you did a great job yesterday. So, thank you. Okay. It's your turn.
Okay, so here's the question for $30 at Black Bear Diner Bucks, which you know you can get food to go, and they will expire on New Year's Eve.
And if you won yesterday, give somebody else a chance today.
Okay. Now this is hard. You got to be a foodie. What condiment was sold in the 1830s as medicine? What condiment was sold in the 1830s as medicine?
We've only got like an hour left here.
Jared is going to be taking your calls at 605-4567. That will give
And you have to come on the air.
Yes.
So
with your answer.
I have no idea what that is.
All right, good. So that's why I'm looking up hard stuff right now because, yeah.
Okay, so in the 1830s, it was considered...
They gave it as medicine.
They gave it as medicine, and now we put it on our food?
What condiment?
Okay, that's like, just mustard, ketchup, all
right.
Any of that stuff.
Was
right.
Sold
yeah.
in the 1830s as medicine.
Wow. I'm going to look over your shoulder and find
no,
out.
No, you're not. This. I'm not.
Okay, I'm going to guess.
Okay.
I'm going to guess.
No,
what
but
if,
don't.
But
don't.
What if I get it right?
Well, okay, let's.
The
let
phones
it,
are
not,
ringing.
I am,
the phones
I am putting
are
my hand
ringing.
In the air. No, you can tell me off air. This is.
Oh,
a,
here
this
they
is,
come. Here's they're answering
okay,
on the air.
No, they have to call in.
Calamari.
No, no.
Calamari
no.
is not the right answer.
Yes,
hello.
You're on the air.
You're on the air.
Oh, yes. Was it tomato ketchup?
Yes! Who is this?
This is Sun Gold.
Hey, Sunny.
All right. Yay, Sun Gold.
They used that as a medicine?
Yes, they used, they sold it.
As a medicine.
I'm kind of a foodie.
So how did you find it? I mean, how do you know that?
I don't know. I just read about it, I think. I have a friend who has written some cookbooks, and I helped her with those cookbooks over the years, and she's very much into the research of where food comes from and why it's here, and she probably told me.
Well, wow. That's interesting. I wonder when they sold it as medicine, what kind of elixir was it supposed to be? Like, here, come, you know, in the wagons, come and buy this cat. It wasn't called ketchup. It had to be called something else. Maybe it was ketchup, like ketchup on your
tomato
health.
Tomato ketchup. I think they used it for indigestion and rheumatism and digestive upsets and...
Feels like it causes all those things, not takes them away.
She cheated. She cheated because she's smart. Okay, that doesn't...
Well, Sungold, we hope to come by the station and get your, you know, Blackbird Diner Bucks and your Platinum Car Wash, because we all can use that
when
the weather's nice.
It will eventually stop raining here. Wow, it's raining, and it's raining
Thank
really hard.
Thank you so much for calling.
And take care.
You're welcome.
Take care. Okay.
Bye.
Do you like that?
You know what? That was... I thought of ketchup because I know ketchup has been around a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
But then you think of things like Worcester sauce, you know, you put on steak
uh-huh.
because it's kind of an acrid type thing. And then you think about stuff with vinegar in it.
Worcestershire was my first guess.
In my head.
It was because you kind of think of that, something like that, that it could be something. But an everyday thing. But ketchup, yeah, I could go along. Or mustard. Okay, I thought that maybe mustard or certain types of mustard could be used as, I don't know, some kind of health.
You want
food.
Me to do one more?
If you do, what's the question?
It's a hard one.
Okay, everybody get ready for
and
another
this is,
for another
$30. Look at how hard it's raining, so you don't want to even... But I will do
Oh, my gosh. If
it is
downtown,
pouring.
It is raining.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the expression, a cow in a flat rock? There you go. That's it. Wow.
Okay. Now, this one is for people who love to read, especially if you're a Jane Austen.
Before you start, Jared, head back to the back room to make sure that we've got the leaks. Back there. Why don't you pop on back there and make
sure. Well, how
is
it going to take calls?
Well, it'll just be for a second.
Okay.
Because I just want to make sure. We have been trying to get this roof repaired for 10 years. They come out and they spend a lot of money. And every year, you know, they put a new roof on it. They patch it. They put all types of stuff on it. And the first time it rains hard.
We have to put buckets out.
We put buckets
and, I mean,
in the
And it's pouring
room.
Right now, folks.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's hit you, but we're downtown
through.
On Market Street, you know, right next to Kobe. And it's coming down so hard that all of a sudden, you know, how when your tires are running through and it feels like you're driving through the gutter, that
okay.
much rain.
He's ready.
Down.
He's
okay.
ready. You got two
right.
minutes, everybody.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. Okay. And this is all. So we're going to do 30 Blackbird Diner Bucks and, again, a car wash, which... you will use eventually. Okay, what was the original title of Jane Austen's classic novel, Pride and Prejudice? What was the original title? Don't laugh. You're looking at me like, Okay, here's the question. What was the original title of Jane Austen's classic novel, Pride and Prejudice? We're taking calls, 605-4567. Give your name and give the answer. And we'll say no or yes and move on because we only have a few seconds. Give us a call, 605-4567. Here are the answers, and then you pick one. It could be number one, Longbourn. Number two, Eligible. Number three, First Impressions. Number five, Vanity and Pride. Or four, number four, Vanity and Pride. What is the correct title or the original title?
What was it again?
Here comes the calls. The original title of Jane Austen's classic novel, Pride and Prejudice. What was the original title? And don't say a word. I know you want to get in there, Carl.
No, I'm looking it up right now. So what were the four answers?
Number one. Okay, so call coming in. Number one, Longbourn. Number two, Eligible. Number three, First Impressions. Number four, Vanity and Pride.
Okay, I know the answer now. So anyway, hey, when we come back from the
Got a call come in.
We had a call and it was on the wrong line, so I couldn't put it on.
Oh, they're coming back now. 605-4567. Okay, they're coming back right
now.
Yeah,
I may have given the wrong number. We got three numbers here, but that's the hotline for the studio.
And
hang on just a moment.
Sheriff McGreeny will be joining us right after the news.
Okay, who do we have on the line?
This is Neil Young, like the singer.
Okay.
Hey, Neil.
So what's
Robert Neil Young, but I go up and go by Nielsen.
Nielsen, Robert Neil Young, love that.
What's the answer?
Is it called First Impression?
Yay!
You got it.
Yay! Now, did you look it up or did you know that?
I wish I knew it.
You looked
it up. I don't have that knocking around in my brain. I looked it up.
Okay, you know, excellent.
So did I.
Well, come in and get your $30 Black Bear Diner Bucks.
Yeah, and, 1326 Market Street.
And that's right. We'll have it under your name. So should I put it under Neil?
Put it under, you can do that. Neil, okay. Under Neil.
Okay. All right, Neil. Thanks for listening.
Thanks a lot. Okay, we're going to break we're breaking for the news, and Sheriff McGreeny
is
pulling up right now.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
And a do-it-yourself COVID-19 test kit gets a green light.
The first rapid coronavirus test that can be performed and developed entirely at home has won approval from federal regulators. The Food and Drug Administration has granted emergency authorization to the 30-minute test kit from Lucira Health. The Lucira test allows users to swab themselves to collect a nasal sample. The sample is then swirled in a vial that plugs into a portable device that interprets the results and displays whether the user tested positive or negative for COVID-19. The test will require a prescription. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Another 2,700 uncounted ballots have turned up in Georgia. The recount of the votes in the presidential election continues. President Trump has fired Homeland Security's top election security official. Mr. Trump pink-slipping Christopher Krebs after Krebs brushed aside allegations of election fraud. There are evacuations, and a state of emergency has been declared as a wind-whipped wildfire continues to rage in Reno, Nevada. Wall Street, the Dow up 101 points, NASDAQ 1 point higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build a bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
A crackdown on the scourge of child trafficking in Kenya, East Africa.
In a press statement, Inspector General of Police Hilary Mutimbai said investigations and information from partners have revealed that senior medical officers were highly involved with child traffickers. A BBC Africa Eye documentary uncovered evidence of newborn babies offered for sale in illegal private clinics as well as at a public hospital in Nairobi. There are no reliable statistics on child trafficking in Kenya, but a non-government organization which tracks missing children, Missing Child Kenya, has recorded almost 600 cases in the past 3 years.
That's the BBC's Ferdinand Omondi reporting. The United Nations Humanitarian Office releasing $100 million in emergency funding to seven countries running the risk of famine in Africa and the Middle East amid conflict as well as the COVID-19 pandemic. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. The UK looking to phase out the internal combustion engine even sooner than planned.
Britain says it will ban the sale of new gasoline and diesel cars by 2030, a decade earlier than its previous commitment. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson made the pledge Tuesday as part of a plan for a green industrial revolution that he claims could create up to 250,000 jobs in energy, transport, and technology. The government said sales of new gasoline and diesel cars and vans will end in 2030, though hybrid vehicles can be sold until 2035. Automakers have expressed concern about the target, saying the previous goal of 2040 was already ambitious. Keith Peters reporting.
Shares of aircraft manufacturer Boeing flying high after the FAA gave the go-ahead for Boeing's MAX jetliner to return to flight. That airliner was grounded close to 2 years ago following two deadly crashes. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Carl and Linda Bott, Jared's at the helm up there and doing a great job, and Linda's here with the weather.
Well, good morning, everybody, and thank you for the so much fun in the first hour of the show. It's a very much heavy raining out right now where we are. Anyway, today it's currently 55 degrees, and it looks like we have heavy rain right now, but according to this forecast, it showers with a high of 58 and overnight lows of 40. Tomorrow calls for a slight chance of rain, and as we know, the weather front can change just hourly. With our high of 56 tomorrow and overnight lows tomorrow of 37. So we have chilly nights ahead of us. Friday 62 with overnight lows of 36, and Saturday calls for sunny, like opening up with around 63 and overnight lows of 38. That's the weekend, and Sunday will be sunny with a high of 60 and Sunday night. But, you know, as we watch these weather patterns and we think, oh, my gosh, there's supposed to be something, and then we predict and we kind of plan around that, and then it doesn't happen at all, and all of a sudden it's sunny. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
And
well, that fits now, doesn't it?
And during the month of November, they give an extra discount for our veterans. So give them a call, 365-3793. We are here with Sheriff Eric McGreeny. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning.
Your beard is...
I like it.
Yeah,
I do like it.
It's very,
no,
very
it's very
white.
Becoming.
It's distinguished.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the word I'm going with.
Carl's not buying it.
No, I don't buy that. You know, it's for me, when people ask me about the color of my hair, I tell them it's Arctic blonde.
Oh, okay.
Yours hasn't quite reached that yet.
No.
Yours is kind of like the snow you see in Pennsylvania, you know, near the coal towns. It's kind of white, but it's kind of also dark at the same time.
Yeah, in certain spots.
So on a serious note, I just wanted to, you know, it dawned on me, and I don't want to... embarrassingly so, is that, you know, Sheriff Eric McGreeny, or Eric McGreeny, Sheriff/Coroner.
Yes.
And so that just dawned on me the other day that you're the coroner, too.
I had an epiphany. Yes, I am. And several counties, I think a large majority, I don't have the exact numbers, have sheriff/coroners, where they wear both hats. There are a few counties that do have the role of, or have in their county, a medical examiner, or office of the medical examiner, where it's not under the umbrella of the sheriff's office. But again, I don't have the exact numbers, but I'd say the larger percentage of counties, of the 58 counties in California, are sheriff coroners. So
you're the guy that has to pronounce the person for a death certificate.
Right.
Like the coroner sign. So that's you.
That's me. I have a chief deputy coroner. It's a lieutenant who runs that office, who does all the death reviews. It's mode, manner, and cause of death. And so that person, we obviously have an office down there. We have a full-time forensic pathologist. We have four coroner investigators and then office staff, and they investigate all unattended deaths or unexpected deaths. So
now, wasn't there a woman who just not long ago, I know I interviewed her, and I thought she moved to Reading.
Yes.
Yeah. Is she still here?
She is.
Okay.
Deidre Morrow, that's the doctor down there.
We need to bring her on sometime again.
She does great work. She's taking that office to another level in her efforts of education and working with students and setting up an intern program with, I think it was through Simpson, maybe Shasta College, one of the local colleges here, working with kids who are interested in pursuing that career field. So she does a great job. And, you know, I did work down there as chief deputy coroner for almost 2 years during my career path. And although it's not a glorious position,
right.
It was one I'm glad I did,
right.
Especially assuming the role I'm in now, to have an understanding of what exactly that office does and the importance behind it. Because it is a behind the scenes. You don't, that's not a van you like to see rolling around.
No, and then,
nor is it one you want to see pulling up.
And I would think that it's very much like being, I guess, in the military when you're in combat, you're seeing, you know, the trauma, mm-hmm. and you're seeing death. It's just like anything else. If you're a surgeon or if you're a doctor, you're dealing with a certain, career path, mm-hmm. a choice to do a career path. One has to be kind of outfitted psychologically and, you know, just to deal with that. So I think it's like we're all meant to do something.
Mm-hmm.
So that calling is just, wow, I can't even. I
think you have to have this certain thing is, of course, you're a doctor. But you must also, to me, I think you would have to have the type of mind that is very logical and very inquiring,
mm-hmm.
that to find out things. Because a lot of times, I mean, it takes weeks, if not months.
Right.
To get to the end of a case.
Yep.
And you've got to have the ability. You can't solve everything in 1 hour like Quincy ME, Medical Examiner, or whatever the name of his show was. I think it takes a certain kind of person that can do this, that has the mindset.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't understand that, although it's under the office of the sheriff, it's a completely bifurcated, it's a separate entity. We have a separate reporting system, computer system, software system. It has to be completely, there's an absolute wall between the criminal aspect of any investigation and then the coroner's investigation. They do their own investigation. So say there's a homicide. The crime scene investigators, detectives, will go out and they will conduct that investigation. They will do their own reports. They will file a report to the district attorney. Separate from that, we have our coroner investigators. And they do their own. And theirs is not, obviously, the criminal intent or element. It's the mode, manner, cause of death. And they do their own investigation. And those can't be crossed. They don't typically share a whole lot of information. However, once the coroner's office is complete, then that can be utilized in the criminal investigation for prosecution purposes, things like that. But although we do cooperate, because it is one office, there is a complete separate reporting system for...
Well, you can use some of the same admin people, but like you said, it can go up. It goes up different chains.
Correct.
There. Well, we're gonna have to take a break here in a minute. So whatever their investigation is, could be different. But the DA really has to, before they can move forward, especially if it's something like a wrongful death.
Mm-hmm.
They have to wait for this.
They have to wait for that death certificate.
And that can take. As you know, as we've seen, you know, depending on what kind of test and all these kind of things. Have you seen one that everybody was sure that it was one thing and then something else was found?
There always is. It's medicine. And
like strangulation or breaking your neck accidentally.
I don't know any specifics like those, but I have seen cases where it might be medication that's been induced or suicides that may initially be looked like a suicide, and then in further findings, there's evidence that appear to rule it in the direction of a homicide. So things of that nature do take place. That's why I know some of the challenge in the call to action down there is never assume, treat everything as if it's, you know, the worst and prove that it's not. And that's the best way to go about it, to make sure that we don't make those mistakes.
They look at everything like a zebra. And because medical doctors are trained that if you hear hooves clopping by, you think horse,
mm-hmm.
because that's usually what it is. But every so often there's a zebra that comes trotting by,
Yeah, we heard that term this year.
Yeah, we heard that term
on my medical issue.
And because it was something that was out of the ordinary. Mm-hmm. But I would imagine down at the coroner's office, everything's a zebra.
Yeah.
You know,
you have to look at it that way.
You have to look at it like that instead of it just being an ordinary horse.
Right.
Okay. We're here with Sheriff Eric McGreeny. And when we come back, we're going to get an update on our jail and and the latest numbers of prisoners who are in our jail that have been adjudicated in court, and they should be in the state prison. And I can't wait to hear. It's been a month, so I can't wait to hear what the new numbers are. This portion of the show, though, is a happy part. And guys and girls, Christmas is quickly approaching. Sheriff McGreeny.
Birthday.
Four Winds Jewelry. So, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive.
It's state jewelry.
It's got estate jewelry. It's got Native American jewelry. It's got stuff they've built themselves. They designed and made themselves one-of-a-kind stuff. They have a great selection. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading. So head on down to 2225 Hilltop Drive. Go in and see Rebecca or Henry and find out just how happy you can make your significant other. We'll be right back after these messages.
Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2, Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program, HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 0094-0100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C., 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Quick and Clean All-Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer. Car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Guest, you won there. Give it to the friendly chatter, please. Okay.
The friendly chatter.
Okay, this isn't still going on. That was just that one time. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster. And nobody knows more about fixing windshields than Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Wurst. He's been doing this for a couple of decades. He's from the old school. He's not going to waste your time. He's going to fix that chip or that crack in your windshield. You can fix cracks over 2 feet in length. Think about that. If he can't fix it, he'll tell you. He'll send you to a to get your windshield replaced by a place that he trusts. But he doesn't mess around with your time or your money, and he guarantees his work for life. A veteran-owned business. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. When we left, I asked you the question because we were having a real problem.
Right.
Well, we still are having a problem, but right. Yes. And the problem was is that people would be adjudicated guilty in a court of law.
Convicted. Yep.
Convicted. And then they should be heading to the state prisons. And the state prisons was not accepting them. So we had to hold them here in our own jail at a loss, by the way.
Correct.
They did not pay us the full amount it takes to watch them and feed them and medicate them. And I think you had 211, which is almost half of the jail.
Right. Just on basic population numbers, available beds, it was 46%. And that doesn't take into fact the quarantine beds that we had to maintain. So
you had
we were
80 of those, right?
80 in total. Yeah, you're right. 40 male, 40 female. So we were you're good.
Yeah.
So we were breaching 60% capacity just on COVID related beds or beds that are affected by COVID. Since we've last met, you know, we've been very vocal, me specifically here in Shasta County, some of our other North State rural sheriffs, and finally we got some. We made it through. We got to talk. I got to talk with the Undersecretary of Prisons and told him, listen, you know, it's relative, but you look at our numbers and the percentages. Take not just the numbers, but the percentages. Because, yeah, L.A. might have a few thousand, but they have 15,000 beds. So it's when you look at the percentages, I would challenge that we're among one of the highest in the state. And I don't know if they went back and took that to heart or they did their own calculations, but nonetheless, they have since taken 89 and they've told us they're going to take another. They're taking them in groups of 30.
Okay.
However, they have to test negative. They have to quarantine for 14 days, which essentially they are by being in custody.
That's right.
They have to, yeah. There's transportation rules. But now they've added another caveat to this it's very frustrating. We used to have five what we call reception centers where we take those inmates, we drop them off to the intake procedure, if you will, for the prisons. And then from there, they do their own classification or assessment, and they put them in whatever prison they feel is appropriate. Our closest one to the North State was down in Tracy and Stockton. The governor is of the five, he's closed three of those and left two remaining open. The closest one now is Bakersfield for us. That's almost 500 miles one way. That's 1,000 miles. That's a third of the way across the U.S. So now, this is another unfunded mandate that where we used to be able to drive them down in a day and return. Now, this is turning into two-day trips. I was talking to the sheriff with Del Norte, Humboldt County. That's 10, 11-hour trip one way just for them. Mind you, Pelican Bay Prison is in over there on the coast.
Yeah.
They got to drive right by it to go all the way down to Tracy to drop their prisoners off. We have High Desert up here at Susanville, yet we're driving all the way to Bakersfield. So, and we don't have vehicles that are equipped with laboratories like the prisons do. They have the big buses. We have a van. So, you know, you're having to arrange rest stops, and you can't just pull into a rest area on the side of I-5. So you're having to contact other jurisdictions along the I-5 corridor.
Oh, so they'll pull into a, pull into a jail.
Into a correctional facility. Well, everyone's doing their effort to keep COVID out of their facilities. So they've been accommodating. I applaud them and I thank them, but who really wants that? To bring a whole, you know, busload of prisoners in so they could use the bathroom.
We got 10 people here.
Yeah. So
we're pretty sure they're COVID-free.
Then you've got meals, medications, because it's not a four-hour, three-and-a-half-hour drive where you're in that window. This is an all-day trip one way, so you're having to feed, to medicate, and you're putting that burden now on our correctional staff, and that's not fair to them. It's not their job to start administering medications. That's why we have medical providers in the jail. But that's another thing that they're forcing on us, and then the costs associated with the per diem, the travel, the overnight stay, the meals, again, that's tens of thousands of dollars that they're forcing on us. It's just, we're fighting the fight. We're trying. We've gotten letters from everyone to North State Sheriffs.
Does any of the facilities up here in the Northern California that's close to us, that has jails, do they have a larger bus?
We offered CDCR, the prisons, to pay for their bus, their fuel, their driver to come up here. We said, we'll pay that cost because it's still going to be cheaper than what we're doing in these little trips.
Yeah.
If they can make one big trip.
Yeah, like the honey wagon. You would go out and pick up prisoners from everywhere.
Wouldn't do it. Nope.
I have a question. Okay, so you may have covered this, but this is just someone that I know personally whose son has an addiction issue. Been in jail. Got out of jail. You know, and I was asking her, is he in a program? No. Who is the support system? I mean, so he went right back into, not immediately, you know, he gets out. He's been sober and clean for how long? But then went back into the bad crowd.
Yeah.
So somebody who was recently pulled over. You know, it's always somebody else's fault. You know what I mean? So somebody else's car, somebody else's fault, somebody else's gun, whatever.
Somebody else's pants.
Yeah, and exactly. There you go.
Those aren't my pants.
Arrested once again. And it made me think, okay, so I think she said he was in the county jail waiting for, and I was wondering because it was right around the time that you were on last time, and I thought, oh, is there any room? How do they do that? Like, because I know that's not just an isolated story. That times, I don't know how many going on right now.
Multiple times a day.
So what happens then if somebody is, what is it called, when they're not on parole, but they're on, is that called?
It's probation or PRCS. I'm drawing a blank right now. Community supervision is what it stands for.
Yeah. So when somebody has been serving and they've got, you know, the parole officer or whatever it is, and then they found again with a firearm and doing drug paraphernalia or whatever.
Right.
What happens then?
Book and release. It's a low-level crime. In fact, we're seeing now that a lot of these people who are in possession, because of the jail crowding issues and just the trends that are out there right now, they're ending up with citations. And take the paraphernalia, the baggie of dope, and book it in evidence, and just file a new case. And eventually these cases compound, and they gather enough, like that snowball going downhill, that finally you get one maybe good prosecution out of all of these cases. And Linda, to go with exactly what you're talking about, that was something we identified and were trying to address early on. When I took over, I was one of the many drums I was trying to beat at that time was the MAT, medication-assisted treatment, where we have people that come in, just like the picture you painted, where they come in, and that's the time we have their undivided attention. That's the time where they might sober up and have that moment of clarity, that small window of opportunity.
I'll do it.
To where they say, okay, and we can get them on a program.
Right.
And we were working with our medical provider to make this happen, to try to do this. And, you know, there's two things we've done in the jail. One was our jail-based competency treatment program, which we just had a ribbon-cutting ceremony for on Friday. But this other one was MAT that we were trying to do. Then all of this madness began, and it really, you had zero cash bail that was put on us at the onset of COVID, where you couldn't even book these people for these violations. They could not be, you could book them, but we couldn't hold them. Mm-hmm. You had to release them on their own recognizance. So that's really put us several steps back. It's something that we still want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Something we've identified and we're going to continue to work for. But with the decriminalization of drugs, it's now not something we can typically hold for. So we lose that opportunity,
and
it showed to be successful in facilities that were doing this pre.
Well, this is what 2020. This was in the Seattle's Dying, and it showed what happened. You could get people in, get them on the program,
right.
And a large percentage of them are still in the program a year later.
Yep.
We got to take a break, but here's two questions: if someone passes away at home, is the sheriff called to come out and confirm death?
So if it's an unattended death, meaning you don't have a doctor that will sign the death certificate, like you haven't been under doctor's care within so many days, your doctor, your primary care physician won't sign saying, I haven't seen that person in months and I don't know what would have caused that death, then yes.
Okay. The second question is, do you have openings right now for sheriff's deputies?
Absolutely. We have continuous recruitment. Go to the county website. We're hiring both in the jail as correctional deputy and for street patrol deputy. We have vacancies. We have a very aggressive recruitment team and a great gal that works for us in personnel who is eager to get people signed up and on board.
Okay. All right, let's take a break. 8:31 in the morning, about 55 degrees, and I guess you all know it's been raining. At least it's slowed down now a little bit. But this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned, locally operated, professional, our hometown bank here at Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com and let them move your dreams forward. We'll be right back with Sheriff Eric McGreen.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer, car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule the delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals would like to take this moment to thank our veterans for their service. Snow's has been in Reading since 1994 and is your complete celebration headquarters with their decorations and rentals, including tables and chairs, linens, centerpieces, and so much more. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call 222-8606. That's 222-8606. Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. They've been with us. They've been with us since the first show we ever did on another station and continue to be with us, no matter what we try to do to chase them away. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work on appointments, and you can give them a call at 244-9478. I have not gotten my hair cut anywhere else in 13 years except Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. Yes, you go back in there and get your shot of testosterone when you walk in.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, in fact, Linda walked in one day, and there's so much testosterone in the air, she had to go shave her legs.
Yeah, I had to leave the room because all of a sudden my voice lowered.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Hey, we're here with Sheriff Eric McGreeny, and here's a question. Here's two questions.
And we have
gonna
callers.
And then we're going to go to the callers. Mm-hmm. Is the sheriff advocating for a new jail? Are you still advocating for a new jail?
Absolutely. I think we need more local offender accountability. And that's been the frustration with having to be forced to house these state prison inmates is it takes away from local offender accountability. I mean, we were down to just over 100 beds available for daily bookings. We average 25 bookings a day, 25 to 30 bookings a day. And there needs to be accountability to help. That's part, we've talked about this before, even on this show, is raising kids. There has to be punishment to, you
got
to have the fear factor.
Yeah,
somewhere
in there.
To hopefully curtail that behavior. So there has to be that accountability. So, yes, I absolutely think, although we were very effective here a few years ago in gaining 102 beds, but that still doesn't get us to where we need to be for a county of this size with a population that continues
Which
to grow.
Which leads us to the next question, of course. The new county courthouse is going up like gangbusters.
Yes.
You're going to be able to use some of the old county courthouse as a place to put people?
So yes and no. Not the existing courthouse that you see from Court Street. There's Departments 1 and 2 that are attached to the jail.
Yeah.
Those are... primarily used for arraignments, for hearings, so we can just bring the person downstairs, send them through the corridor over to the courthouse. So those two courtrooms will become available to the sheriff's office to be utilized, whether it be through programming, additional jail beds. There's lots of discussion going on with how best to utilize those. But, again, it's a a small, very small footprint in the grand scheme of what we really need.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning. Do you have a question for Sheriff Eric McGrinney?
I do. I need his help. I need his help regarding my citizen's arrest. And even though I asked for his recusal, he can still, in a supervisory fashion, help me. The lieutenant, I won't put his name over the air, is refusing to see me in person in order to finalize any questions, et cetera, for my arrest of the board. Even though there's plenty of county business occurring throughout the county, there's jury services, there's other things happening where people are allowed to be within 6 feet, mask, and even no mask. So I'm very disappointed that this lieutenant, he is refusing to see me in person. He keeps telling me by email to call him. And I say, no, not acceptable.
Well,
so,
Richard,
here's my question.
Yeah.
Sheriff or the undersheriff, please, my question is, please either direct this gentleman to see me in person or assign it to another lieutenant. And I really appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thank you, Richard.
So that is still being investigated, I imagine.
That report has been written. And okay. Based on what was provided to us, right now, it is not being submitted to the DA.
Okay. There's your answer. Okay. Kathy, good morning. You're up.
Good morning.
Good morning. Do you have a question or a statement?
Well, I do. I just wanted to get Sheriff McGrinney's take on the fact that 10 months ago they said, just give us 2 weeks. Just give us 2 weeks so we don't overwhelm the medical system. And, our medical system, not once in this region, has been overwhelmed. In fact, it has been underwhelmed. And nurses and doctors have been laid off. So, that being said, nearly 90 people called in yesterday to the Board of Supervisors and said, hey, quit killing our jobs. Open our county up. And then Mary Rickard promptly said, as soon as, comments were done, well, we're just going to play it safe and keep it shut down. We're going to stay in this. All the while, the governor is off at his parties and defying these mandates he's putting on us, as well as his Aunt Nancy at her little salon with no mask. I just wanted to know what the sheriff's take on this was.
Okay.
Where are we going?
Okay. Thanks a lot, Kathy.
Thanks for calling in, Kathy. And you're exactly right. The double standard out of Sacramento is despicable. I mean, we saw the governor go to
French
his
Laundry.
Parties, the whole do as I say, not as I do.
Yeah, now we find out there's like 100 people there,
yeah.
And none of them were masked.
Right, and then the pathetic apology afterwards. And then I saw last night where several of our state officials, they go to Hawaii. Was it Hawaii? I think it was Hawaii.
Yeah, several. They went over
for some conference
conference
$600 a night is what they allege anyway. So to get back to Kathy, sorry. I digress there for a minute. Yeah, it's frustrating. I'm frustrated. This whole thing is very frustrating because we were told, just like she mentioned, let's get through this first few weeks and get past this hump or spike or whatever it was called, and here we are 10 months later. And here's what I tell people when I get approached by this or talked about it. It's the county could wave their magic wand right now and say, we're open. That's not going to stop. We've seen how the governor acts. We've seen how the governor, the double standards. We've mm-hmm. seen him utilize state resources to go into local jurisdictions that he feels aren't towing the line or holding people accountable or whatever that might be. And there is the very real threat of state resources, environmental health, OSHA, ABC, those entities that come up here that do the enforcement. So although, regardless of what you think of myself, the chiefs, we have taken the stance that we are not going to be out issuing citations to business owners, to citizens, and making criminals out of business owners. And we continue to advocate for them and towards that direction. But that doesn't stop the state from coming in and doing their enforcement. And so even though the county is saying we're going to play it safe, we're going to do what's right, we're going to err on the side of caution, they could throw that all to the wind and proclaim Shasta County is open. It doesn't change what's happening right now, and it doesn't change the state not coming in and coming after some of these businesses. So,
okay, we have to take a break, but we have hit the purple with a tremendous amount of cases coming in here, and it just seems like it keeps going up. A lot of businesses have shut down. And a lot of businesses are still having to stay open, because if they don't, that's it. That's it. There's no PPP. There's nothing like that.
Right.
You know, I had one business owner said, I have 20 families depending on me. Now, there's space like they are in the, you know, under the red, you know, the people wearing masks. Nobody's crowded in there. And even our own Health and Human Services office has said that they can't track things to a restaurant. It's the gatherings. And it's people gathering together, as we've just talked about my friend who had, you know, went to a wedding with only 15 people there.
Mm-hmm.
But they've now, most of them have got it.
But this is
in a hard spot here. And we have some people calling for the absolute shutdown of everything.
Mm-hmm. And I listened to literally every public comment yesterday. I may have stepped away to use a restroom, but I sat for hours and listened to all the public comments. And so I want to be informed. I want to know what the community is thinking. There were a lot, both directions.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people saying shut down. There's a lot of people saying open up. I mean, it's a very divided, polarized topic. But what I kind of, one of the nuggets that I held on to or I picked up on was the fact that when asked, public health could not trace any of these back to a specific restaurant or business. I mean, yeah, we had that cluster early on that they attributed to Care Home and Bethel.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I'm sitting in your studio looking across the street at La Cabana, and I love La Cabana. I eat there quite often, so I'm not throwing them under the bus in any way, shape, or form. But none of these restaurants are being said, hey, this is where it's coming from, or this, we had a spike because of this restaurant X doing this.
Well, they've been responsible.
Yeah. I mean, we're friends with Ed Roman, you and I both, and he's done everything
possible
that's been asked.
I have a feeling that Ed's got outside dining date. Nobody's going to go there.
Not on a day like today.
No, that's not
now,
true.
La Cabana here, though, has shut down,
mm-hmm.
and you know, where you can only get
takeout. Yeah.
Well,
and
when
there's
with,
been others that have, and it was in the paper, they have defied this. And
well, like, for instance, my girlfriends and I went to the outside patio in the rain, just like this, just bundled up, wore the everything you could possibly do under the heaters.
Mm-hmm.
So we just were like, we want to go gather, and we're going to do it safely outside in this condition, in these weather conditions anyway. So it is doable, but.
Hey, we have to take a break. We've got people lined up to talk to the sheriff. Let me see if there's another quick question here. Nope. We'll be right back with Sheriff Eric McGreeny. Today is the 18th of November. It is raining and it is currently 54 degrees out there, and we're going to have a whopping 59 today. We'll be right back.
What is community? A location? A place to live and work? Or is it something more profound? A force deeper than words can describe, uniting us to reach out and support each other. No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games. With safety measures in place, including plexiglass to allow for physical distancing, sterilization of chips and gaming area, plus our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24/7. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Your safety matters to us. WindRiver.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Good morning, and it's going to be a beautiful day out, so just remember, the rain has lightened up a little bit. It's going to be, our temperatures will be about 58 today. We're kind of there almost, and lows, and overnight lows of 40. But we have, it was deluging.
Something about a cow and a flat rock.
Yeah, it was the rain was... There was a deluge of rain. There okay. Was.
And it literally happened only white when I pulled
you
up.
Right? You pulled up and you watched the sheriff get completely soaked between getting out of his car, and he's parked right in front of our doors, and getting in.
And then it stopped.
Yeah. Okay.
We do have callers.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Ed, good morning. Do you have a question for Sheriff McGrinney?
Yeah, good morning, Sheriff.
Morning.
If I understood you correctly, a few minutes ago you said you'd ordered that the state regulations and laws on COVID-19 would not be enforced by your department. If the border supervisors pass specific laws and ordinances, would you refuse to enforce them also?
So fortunately, they have not done that, and so I haven't had to cross that bridge, and I don't anticipate that we will go down that road.
Well, okay. If they do, I think you ought to make up your mind now if you intend to enforce the laws. If it's your problem enforcing state law, that's one thing, but I don't quite understand how you refuse to enforce laws passed by the Shasta supervisors.
Well, it would have to be an ordinance, and it would have to be a hearing process, and that would take some time to develop, and I would hope that we're past COVID by then.
Okay. Thanks, Ed. Okay, Terry, good morning. Hello, Terry. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, how you doing, Sheriff?
Hey, Terry, how are you?
Good. Hey, I just had a quick question. You know, we keep bouncing back to the governor on these ridiculous rules and how he even broke his own rules. But the jurisdiction, according to Joe Comenti, in fact, he said it on this program, that the jurisdiction over Landstrom and Ewart and over this whole thing is really the jurisdiction of the county. The last caller who just called in made a good point, but, you know, with all due respect, you guys keep bouncing to the governor where the jurisdiction clearly falls on the county, or was Comenti not telling the truth?
So the what I have learned and the way I understand it, Terry, because I'm not in the medical public health realm, is that our phone?
No, I don't know where that
is. No, that was my phone. My phone's always going off. Keep going.
Is that the local health doctor, Dr. Karen Ransom, has not issued her own order and is operating off of the governor's order.
Okay. Did that answer your question?
We had to turn him down because of the phone.
I'm getting away from my phone.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Thanks, Terry. Now we've got something else here, Sheriff. You all are in the process of helping raise.
Oh yes, thank you.
Yeah,
yeah. We were talking about.
I said we'd get to it before the hour was up.
Absolutely.
We got
so
4 minutes.
You know, we're joking at the beginning of the hour about my distinguished. I think was the word that we all settled on, right?
Well,
that's
the one.
Okay.
It's the one that you settled on.
Okay, maybe it was just me. But yeah, so through No Shave November, this is something that last year the deputy sheriffs brought to administration and wanted to participate in and raise money for a local charitable organization. And this year, Deputy Ryan Kosolik and the deputy sheriffs again approached us with the same request, and we granted. Obviously, that request, and they are the ones that were tasked with, okay, you know, bring to us, go out and seek out what you think would be a good charitable local organization, and they have chosen Pathways to Hope for Children. So I just want to recognize that. Again, we're raising money for that, and I was on another radio show earlier in the week, and I read their mission statement. I think it's worth reading again. And Pathways to Hope for Children, their mission is to promote a local culture that values all children and families. Their vision is a community where all children are valued, nurtured, protected, and therefore will reach their full potential. And so please go to it's 100hopegivers.org. It's also on our Facebook page, but 100hopegivers.org. We heard from Michael Burke, who's the director there, and they're already over $2,000, and we're winding down here at the end of November.
Now, the people that participate in this, do you all pay money to be able to grow a beard?
So if you grow a beard, you have to pay into this.
Okay.
And we set a minimum amount that you have to – and then the goal is obviously it's not a custom for the sheriff's office to have facial hair. I mean, we have grooming standards. And so when people do – make mention of the fact that, hey, you have a beard or you have a white beard, as mine is, but, hey, that's your segue into, yes, when we're raising money for this organization, please go donate. So it's been a great program. It's fun. The troops get to, you know, for 1 month out of the year, put the razors down and have fun. And then, unfortunately, because of COVID this year, we were going to try to have a big shave-off party to, again, raise additional money, allow people to come shave or do designs or whatever, you know, to have fun with it. Hopefully we'll get back to that next year. But nonetheless, please, if you're listening, please go in any amount. It is local. You know, they have run the teen center down in Anderson. They do a lot for our youth. They have their hotline number for parents who are just with – everything that's going on in the economy and loss of income. And
we have no idea with how bad this is going to be.
Right. So they have their hotline number that you can call in if you just need to talk to somebody before you react. So they do a lot of great work and advocate for children here in our community. So
okay. Now, have you gone up to one of your participants in this and said, you know what, your beard looks so bad, it's just an embarrassment?
So we actually...
I mean, you can only, you know, it grows in one spot on your face.
So part of this, and, you know, maybe we'll get it on our Facebook, I think we did last year, was everyone at the end, before they shave, have to take a picture and email it in. Okay. And so then we judge. We put together a fun panel, and we judge the worst beard. And we have different categories, and we give a little certificate for fun. And there are some that are pretty pathetic.
They are.
And then there are some people that look like they've been growing for years, you know, as they sneeze and the hair comes out. So.
And when some people just have like a polka dot of gray.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, all patches. Right. Yeah, patches.
Okay. Now, thanks
New
a lot.
Nicknames
First
are
of all,
me.
Eric, thanks a lot for being
Thank
with
you.
Us.
Thank you.
Please
Sheriff.
Pass on to your men and women how much that we appreciate what they do out there.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, the Shasta County DA will be on. And also, we've got Rich Parmenter coming on to talk about COVID. Now, there's the other side of COVID that he says there's new statistics coming out and all that. And I said, well, you know what? Let's listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the more information you get out, even if it's, you know, something you don't agree with, that's okay. Because we have, this is an open forum here. So.